I'm really not inspired by people that put on this really cool, fancy stuff. I'm not inspired by the Lamborghini you've got in your thing. I'm not inspired by the flash and the cash in front of the thing. I'm not inspired by you posting your check of your deal. I'm not inspired by any of that. What inspires me, and I think what inspires most people, is seeing someone commit to doing something every day is consistency. Mm-hmm. No?
Sure.
You could say something about on the eve, you know, or close carrot can't, like there could be something in there, there, whatever.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brady with Carrot. Got another episode of the Carrot Cast. We're super pumped. This is going to be a really good episode.
In studio again. Yep, so we got some good feedback from people. They're like, I love the podcast in studio with Brady in them. So here we go. Brady in studio. I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're really excited. Carrot Camp is coming up in 4 days. Monday.
Dude, it's right around the corner. Yeah. People are flying in. So we're recording this. Shoot, this is Thursday, my content day. And they're flying in Saturday, Sunday. So it's exciting. Got, 15 people coming in from around the country, plus our team members. And it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be good.
I like it.
So it's been a while since we did an in-studio podcast. Last one was Ants in the Pants, I think.
Probably was, man. Ants in the Pants. Guys, if you haven't listened to that one, that's the one I've got more comments on than any podcast probably in the past year is that one. Is people sharing it, saying they said they shared it with a friend, with a family member, people that not even related to real estate getting it and hitting me up and saying, hey, that made a massive impact in my life. So go check out that. We'll put it in the show notes. The Ants in the Pants episode, how to rid yourself of those automatic negative thoughts and replace it with something that's empowering. It's actually going to be really related to today. Yeah. So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch. Do this episode and the Ants in the Pants. It's going to light you on fire.
It's going to be awesome. Yep. So we were talking about this yesterday, the concept of 1% improvement. So tell me, what is this whole idea of improving 1% every day? What's this concept?
Dude, so I've heard the phrase over the years a lot of times, right? If you improve every day, it's not... 1% improvement every day isn't 365% improvement in a year. Mm-hmm. It compounds. It's like money. If you have a buck and that dollar earns a percent of interest a day, it doesn't look like it's a lot at the dollar, right? Like you earned a penny today. Awesome. But then 1% of $1 and 1 penny is a little bit more than one cent. And then as you go up, it starts to compound massively around like the 20 or 30th day or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so 1% improvement per day isn't 365% improvement in a year. It's actually 37 times improvement. So I'm not smart enough with math. You guys here in the podcast, even though I was a calculus student of the year in high school, I don't know how I pulled that one off. This is either 37,000% improvement in a year or 3,700. All you out there, correct me on which one it is.
Either but it's one, a lot. It's massive.
It's a lot. It's
do
way
the math.
More.
If you're the first one to get the math right and what 1% improvement is every day for a year, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get you a carrot cool. T-shirt or something like that. Yeah. And I'm sure we could Google it, but we're not. So you guys can help us with that and win something cool. And so I've heard that over the years, man. And it wasn't until probably like a month or two ago. No, this is when I was up in Toronto at the Mastermind with my coach, Dan Martell.
Right.
And Dan Martell challenged us and he said, hey, coming up soon, before we all meet up in October in San Diego, I'm going to toss a challenge at you guys. I want everyone to go through it together. And being honest, man, like kind of where I am right now as a CEO and where we are with Carrot, the past 6 months, I've kind of felt like I haven't had the edge. You know, it's like I felt like I haven't had the edge as far as me massively improving in the spots I want to. I've had intention to, and I've been doing things that are, I think, ensuring that I'm not slipping backwards. I've been getting in way better shape, of course, and I've been reading more and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the problem was it wasn't a structure. It was just me like randomly going, oh, cool, I'm still working out and I'm still reading. Why am I not cracking through like that next level?
Right.
And so it was perfect timing when Martell challenged us in this. And this is, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. He said, okay, cool, this is what we're doing. We're going to do a 1% improvement challenge, 1% every day. So if you go follow me on Instagram, guys, go follow me on Instagram. I'm doing it every single day. And the key here is we'll get into some of the keys and how this is going to work, but I'll tell you the results so far. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is in 2 or 3 weeks of simple stuff. And we'll tell you why the simple stuff is the important stuff. Don't go after these big goals. Don't go after, you know, these massive improvements. We're talking about 1% improvements every day, which almost seems insignificant. When you're doing them, y'all, you're going to feel like, how am I getting better by doing this? I should be going out and doing way bigger. I should be doing this. It's like, no, do 1% a day. And you're going to look back in 6 months or in 90 days or in a year and you go, what the heck happened? My life has changed. My income drastically changed. My fitness, my health, my relationships, whatever it is. And so for me, just in the past couple of weeks, I went from a spot where I felt like I couldn't be consistent. Mm-hmm. And I just like, man, where's my consistency at? I've always had struggles with it. Number two, I went from a spot where I didn't have the diligence nor commitment to stay with my early wake up routine, because I don't know if any of you guys can relate. My wife and I, we have an amazing relationship. We love each other to death, but we're very opposite in some key things, man. She loves to stay up late, like I used to.
Yeah.
And she can work off of 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep. I need more than that. Otherwise I'm just not there. She recently started working out again. She's crushing it. And I think that was because of something I'll talk about here in a bit, consistency being inspiring. We're going to talk about how consistency is inspiring to others and how you can be others' hero around you and inspire them. Mm-hmm. But, so what happened was I was in this, it wasn't a mental funk, I wouldn't say. It just felt like I wasn't like on fire, you know? It felt like I wasn't just on this growth path that was like, man, I can now become the guy that I visualized myself being. Yeah.
Almost a little bit stagnant.
Yeah.
Not completely, but.
And not in all parts of life, but the thing is that I didn't realize and recognize at that time is I was growing in certain parts, but I wasn't growing overall everywhere. And there's five parts of everybody here that they're all interconnected. And what everyone needs to realize is that if you're doing bad in one of them, it's going to impact all of them massively. And those five parts are essentially your mind, right? It's your mindset. It's the self-talk you have for yourself. Go to Ants in the Pants, y'all. That's going to be a big part of it, getting rid of that negative self-talk and replacing it with positive, aspirational new thoughts. So your mind, you have your body, which is, that was me 2 years ago, you know, where we've talked about that in the podcast a lot, where, man, I was going, geez, my afternoons, I'd have an energy crash every 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I'd be wondering why I couldn't make progress on big stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd get home and I'd just be wiped out. You know, kids would run up to me and I'd just feel like, man, I just want to go hang out by myself, even though I was probably in my office for half the day by myself today.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the energy to be an amazing father or husband. And so the body's key. If the body starts to fail, if your fitness starts to fail, it's going to impact everything. Next thing is your business. So mostly everyone here is probably listening, is an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur, cool. Just think about it with your work or your work life or your finances. But if your business is struggling, it's going to be really hard to nail your mind and your body because you probably start to get sucked into the business side of it. Relationships. If relationships are struggling, then it's going to impact everything that I just mentioned. And the last one I'm going to add on there is faith. And, you know, it's faith. If you believe in God, your relationship with God is going to impact everything. If you don't believe, whatever it is that ties you to a greater calling, if you don't have that connection, it's going to pull everything else down. And so what happened when Martel hit me up about that, he's like, dude, here's what we're doing. We're going to do a 100 push-up challenge. And we're going to read 10 pages every day and drink a gallon of water every day. So if you guys are watching the YouTube version of this, you see me packing my carrot water bottle around. I always did that before anyway. So I'm looking at that going, okay, maybe I don't hit. But here's the key, Brady. Here's the key, guys. And this is why this is so powerful, the 1% every day. Now I'm going to like underline in your guys' mind, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Okay. Not drink a gallon of water most days. Not do the mindset stuff most days, not read most days, read
Monday through Friday,
every day. Yeah. Not Monday through Friday, every day,
yeah,
like 7 days a week. Right. And the reason that's important is because I was doing lots of these things that I should be doing, but it wasn't every day. So I didn't create habit. I didn't create routine. And therefore, you know, I'll talk about how these connect. I didn't have commitment to make that happen every day. Mm-hmm. That's such a massive mindset shift.
Yeah.
Is if you do something every day, it becomes you. If you do something most days, it becomes a habit you're trying to create, but it's not there. And it's actually a burden on you.
Right.
And so I was drinking a lot of water because I know that's the impact that I've had in my life. When I've a major impact when I drink a lot of water, but it wasn't every day. Weekends, I'd kind of slack off. You're reading, same thing. I was listening to a lot of podcasts. So you kind of justify, it's like, oh, I'm learning every day. It's like, no,
right.
Reading is a discipline that you have to focus on. And that's the whole aim of it is if you just pick up an audio book or a podcast You can listen to it while you're driving, while you're in the shower, while you're walking around doing yard work or whatever. Right. The problem is
you're just checking the box.
It's just, yeah, you're checking the box. It's a split focus. You're not being disciplined and pulling away and going, okay, I am going to carve out the time to do this thing and have focus on it to create the discipline around it. And so the challenge is 100 push-up challenge. We'll talk with you about that in a second. It's a gallon of water every day and 10 pages of reading every day. And none of those are hard is the cool thing. But the everyday is key. And so with the push-up challenge, what we're doing, and this is how it's changed for me in a massive way, going into the push-up challenge, I'm going, man, I'm in decent shape, right? Because we've been doing the workouts here at the loft.
Yeah.
Everyone coming to Carrot Camp, you can be a part of that. I hope you are. But we've been doing the workouts here. And so I felt cool. I feel good about that. I don't feel like I'm starting from scratch. But I don't, like, there's no way I'm going to get 100,
right,
is what I'm thinking. You know, I was going, man.
What were you at when you started?
The first one that I did was 61 or 62,
okay.
which if you were to go back a couple years, it was literally like 20. Okay. I mean, yeah. I would struggle to get the 20 and my heart was beating and I felt like, oh, just my muscles were all dead 2.5 years ago to try to get 20 pushups.
Right.
And so if you guys are listening to this and go, man, well, of course you can do the 100 pushup challenge, Trevor, cause you did 61 to start. It's like, no, I had 2 years worth of work where I made a commitment to change my habits and my patterns around working out that got me from 20 to 60, but it did it over a 2 year period.
Yeah.
And so here's the funny thing is that was only doing pushups probably one or doing like chest workouts in our workouts for once a week, maybe. And then I wouldn't do pushups every day. So I wasn't really growing that muscle.
Right.
And, my wife, Carly, she was mentioning it probably 3 or 4 months ago. She's like, you're in great shape, but she didn't say you need to, but she's saying, where are your pecs at? In high school and college, I used to do a lot of weightlifting and
you're
stuff.
You're in great shape, but.
Yeah. Right. And so I'm looking at it going, man, I really need to get that picked up. And she did it in a loving way.
Yeah.
Kind of encouraging way. But I'm looking at it going, man, well, there's no way it's going to happen by me lifting, doing bench press or pushups a couple of times a week. And then this challenge came up. So I started with 61. And what Dan said is we were doing it for 75 days. So it's not try to do it in a week, try to do it whatever. You've got to set some sort of time bounds. It's got to be a challenge. And we're going to talk about living a challenge-based life here in a second.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a challenge. And a challenge usually has a very specific outcome. And it usually has a very specific time frame as well. Okay, a challenge has a very specific outcome and a very specific time frame. You can't just say, I want to get in great shape. That's not a specific outcome. What is a specific outcome and what's the time frame on it? And so he said, man, we're doing it for 75 days. And as long as you start with 25, you're going to be golden, right? Because if you do one extra push-up a day, 1% improvement, one extra push-up a day will get you to 100 push-ups in a row within 75 days.
Right.
Even though your mind is looking at it and going, no way I'm going to get to 100. Mm-hmm. But here's what's happened, man. I started with 61. And then the next day, I honestly didn't do it. I'm like, I hadn't fully committed to the everyday thing yet. I fell off the wagon the very first day. So then the very second day. So then the third day, I pick it up. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to do it. I just need to commit to doing it every day. It needs to be me. I need to be the type of person who would do push-ups every day. It's not, I need to pull away and get in great shape. It's, I need to be the type of person who would do push-ups every day. Mm-hmm. I am going to be the type of person who reads every day. I'm going to be the type of person who just drinks a crap ton of water every day.
Right.
And then you start to look at those things of, I am this type of person. I need to be this type of person, mm-hmm. not, oh my gosh, look how hard it's going to be. And so the third day I pick it up again, I think I went backwards to like 58 at that point. I started at 61. Second day I didn't, went backwards to 58. I probably didn't drink the water that day. I didn't have the other commitments that I was supposed to have, right? So it impacted everything. And that's what I'm talking about, guys, is the body impacts the mind impacts the body. Right. It all impacts everything. So day three, pick it up, it's 58, 59. And then day four, I go, cool, I'm just going to do it every day now. Mm-hmm. And so then I went back up to over 60. I don't remember the exact number, but last night I did 81 or 82. I can't remember what it was. It's 81 or 82. And that's pushups in a row where you're hammering them out. You can't sit down. You can't take a break. Now you can sit up there and go, man, like I'm dead. And that's what the last 15 to 20 were last night, where I got to, you know, 60 or so, 65. And then I'm like, geez, it's one at a time now. You know, it's like one at a time. I'm just going to go all the way down, all the way up and bam. Okay. There's one.
Right.
And then bam, another one, just one at a time until I get 15 more. And I did and I nailed it. But the thing that's key is you just do one extra every day,
right?
One extra every day, one extra every day. In the first few days, I'm like, how is that going to happen? Like, there's no way I'm going to get to 70. There's no way I'm going to get to 75, 80. There's no way. Like, eventually I've got to go backwards because that's what I always experienced. I was experienced going backwards with plank tests, with all that stuff, mm-hmm. because I didn't do it every day.
Right.
Right. It's because I did it twice a week or once a month or something. You go backwards when you don't work on something every day, a habit or a discipline.
Right.
Which is big.
I mean, I think that it's, I think for me, what it is shifting your focus from big, lofty, ambitious goals. And big goals are good. I mean, they're great to have, mm-hmm. but I think we do ourselves a disfavor by putting our focus on those. So it's more like, you know, with the 100 push-up challenge, it's you're mm-hmm. taking your focus from how can I do 100 push-ups? How can I get to a spot where I can do 100 push-ups? Well, I mean, the answer is right in the middle of that. It's, you know, you get to the spot by doing one push-up every day. So yep. your focus is not 100 push-ups. It's how can I do 83?
Yep. Exactly.
100 and then tomorrow is just the result.
84.
Yeah. Yep. The result's going to follow. I mean, you do a push-up mm-hmm. every day, it's going to happen.
Yep. So now, dude, the funny thing is I'm 100% confident I'll get 100. And I think I'll probably be the first one in the group to get the 100, and I'll be pumped about it. But here's the thing. I think a lot of people are looking at this going, well, like, I don't want to do push-ups, or I'm a gal and there's no way I'm going to get to 100. It's not about the number. It's mm-hmm. not about the push-ups. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about the mindset change that happens when you do this challenge. So mm-hmm. let's talk about a challenge-based life now.
Yeah.
I heard that phrase from a buddy of mine, Ryan Fletcher. He's been on the podcast before, y'all. We'll hook up his episode in the show notes. But now, we didn't really talk about this at that time, because the time that Fletcher came in on the podcast, he was going through his own transformation. Uh-huh. And he has something called Story Athlete. And I'm going through that right now as a challenge. And it's a 28-day, what does he call it? I don't know. It's 28-day challenge for something. Story Athlete challenge.
Right. Your story challenge.
Whatever it is. Right. And we'll talk about that challenge here in a second. You guys can go to storyathlete.com. I paid the $99. I'm doing it right now. And I would highly suggest you guys all do it, because it's not about writing. It's about the mental mindset shift that happens in the act of doing something every day mm-hmm. and having the discipline. But a challenge-based life is, if you look at like Jesse Itzler, man, he's a guy that I follow a lot. He wrote the book Living with the Seal. He wrote another book, Something Living with the Monks. And he sold his first company, Marquee Jets, to Warren Buffett for a ton of yeah. money. Started another company called Zico Coconut Water, the first coconut water on the market, sold it to Coca-Cola for a lot of money.
Yeah.
His wife is Sarah Blakely, the owner of Spanx, billionaire. They own a part of the Atlanta Hawks. And like, he's all this stuff. He's 55 years old. And one thing Sheesh. That happens is I follow him on Instagram, and I don't follow too many people. And I'm inspired by his consistency. Right. There's certain people I'm just looking at and going, man, they are so consistent. I'm really not inspired by people that put on this really cool, fancy stuff. I'm not inspired by the Lamborghini you've got in your thing. I'm not inspired by the flash and the cash in front of the thing. I'm not inspired by you posting your check of your deal. I'm not inspired by any of that. What inspires me, and I think what inspires most people, is seeing someone commit to doing something every day is consistency. Mm. Tom yeah. Ferry, you know, he's a real estate coach, and he's a guy that I see all the time. He's like, he's got this challenge to do, I think it's like 250 workouts a year. And then every single workout, he flashes up this little piece of paper that writes, you know, number 155 of 250. And then tomorrow it's number 156 of 250. And then the next day it's number blah. And you just go, man, he's doing this every, like, it's 5 days a week. He does this 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. He's consistent as heck. And that's the stuff that stands out to me. And up until just recently, up until the past few weeks, what would happen to me, Brady, is I'm looking at it going, man, that guy's got something that I don't have within me. Like, maybe I'm just not born to be that consistent person. Hmm. Maybe there's just something hardwired in them to be that consistent. Yeah. That's not the case. Yeah. It's in all of us. But here's the deal. It's about being versus becoming. That's I'm stealing that from Ryan Fletcher, my buddy.
So when was the switch, or what caused the switch between you saying, oh man, Jesse Itzler has some thing where he's super consistent, I don't have that too, I can be consistent?
Dude, I think it wasn't until I started doing a challenge, like yeah. literally, because
so you had to prove yourself wrong.
Yeah, I dude, and the thing is, when I started the push-up challenge and the 10 pages per day in the water, I wasn't thinking, it didn't cross my mind about Tom mm-hmm. Ferry and Jesse Itzler and all them. It was just, I just want to do this.
Right.
It wasn't until probably a week to 10 days in, I'm going, like, this is it. They just do this stuff every day.
Right.
And when you start to do this, these small routines every day, these small habits every day, it becomes your commitments and routines and your reputation. And I'll right. talk about that here in a second. And so it was after that, I'm going, okay, all they did was they just basically changed their beliefs. Okay. That's number one. Uh-huh. You have to shift your beliefs. How do you shift your beliefs? You have to believe that you can become the type of person who can do 100 pushups in a row. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have to shift whatever you're trying to go after. You have to shift a belief to become the type of person who can read every day for 10 pages. You have to shift your belief to become the type of person who it would be easy to drink a gallon of water every day. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you have to shift a belief to become the type of person that would grow a company that goes to $10 million a year or whatever the thing is you're trying to slay.
Right.
Waking up early. That's been a struggle of mine. Yeah. Right. And I've probably a couple of years ago, I've gotten over the fact of thinking before I'm like, I'm just not a morning person.
Yeah.
And that's what Carly says right now. She goes, I like the evenings more. I'm not a morning person like you. I'm like, babe, I haven't been a morning person until like the last year or two, maybe.
Yeah.
And I've been waking up earlier, but not as early as I want to wake up yet.
Uh-huh.
And it was just me shifting the belief to go, well, it's not about who was born a morning person. It's me believing that I am now a morning person.
Right.
And then you just become a morning person.
I think that's so key. I mean, not skipping that first part belief. It's like, I know a lot of us I want to know the tactics. Like, okay, how did you do the thing? How did you get 200 pushups? How did you do this with your business? But like, it's not rah, rah, fluffy stuff. Like belief really is key. I'm reading this book right now. It's called The Happiness Advantage. Mm. And there's this little section in the book where they're talking about, I mean, the whole book is about how happiness comes before success, and success doesn't always come before happiness. Mm-hmm. So just flipping your mindset. Anyways, there's this little section there I just read yesterday about belief, and it's saying how up until just a couple decades ago, researchers believed that there was a limit to the human body, because they were looking at all these past records that Olympians and athletes had set, saying, okay, there's going to be a limit. Like, it was referencing Roger Bannister.
Bannister, yeah, the 4-minute mile guy.
Yeah, the 4-minute mile. So before Roger Bannister, they believed that the human body wasn't capable of running a 4-minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
And now, look at how many people have run a 4-minute mile. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's super hard, but there's a long list of people who have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people believe that. That's a false belief, and that's real. And we broke it, and we don't even know what our potential is.
Dude, and the beliefs are so key. And I'm going to kind of break apart part of how you start to then believe those things, and how do you bake it in your routine every day. And so, first of all, you got to shift your beliefs. Your beliefs then influence your choices, right? Because now if you believe that you are a person who can drink a gallon of water every day, you're going to now have the bottle with you. You're going to have little habit triggers around the house to ensure that that happens. It changes your choices. Mm-hmm. You're then going to not choose the soda pop or the tea. You're going to choose the water. Or here's a good example, man. The mindset shift for me had started to happen with this, like I said, about a week in, where I remember it's probably 4 or 5 days in, a weekend, whatever it was. And I remember it's like 10:30 at night. And I try to go to bed at 10:30, sometimes 11. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can't inch it up towards 10. And I hadn't done my pushups yet that day. I was good on my water, maybe needed a little bit more. I had already read my pages.
Yeah.
But I hadn't done my pushups yet. And the first thing that creeped into my mind was like, it's just a day. You know, I'll just pick it up tomorrow morning and do them. Like, what could a day hurt? And then what started to inject in my mind was like, I'm a person who does pushups every day, and I haven't done them today. And so I just sat there. I went on the floor right there. And I'm like, cool, it's only going to take like 90 seconds, probably less. Let me just hammer them out. And I crushed it. And I ended up getting that one or two more, right? If I would have put it off towards the next day, I probably would have went backwards a couple. And that's where I see a lot of people stagnating in their lives, and myself included, in spots where you go, cool, I haven't shifted my belief to believe that I am the type of person that does this thing every day, or that can achieve this, or that can be this. So therefore I miss the opportunity for the 1% growth that day, and you end up going backwards. And then then you go on a big spurt. You're like, I'm all motivated again. And let's do Tony Robbins thing.
Yeah.
And then you don't do the habit every day, and then you go backwards again. And then you're 4 months in, 6 months in, a year, 2-3 years down the road, and you're like, man, I just feel like I'm doing all the right stuff. I'm listening to the right stuff. I'm reading the right stuff. I'm working out again and all this stuff. I just don't feel like, I can't crack through. Like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Cracking through, y'all, is doing the stuff every day, the challenge-based life, 1% day improvement. And then right here. So how do you change your beliefs? Being versus becoming is a concept I got from Ryan Fletcher, my buddy. And he says that basically so many people are caught up in the person that they are being, being the person, this person, when they really need to focus on who they are becoming.
Right.
And part of the story athlete challenge is every day we're writing 300 to 500 words. And one of the challenges that I've had, and you've known this, is I started a book and stopped it twice this year, right?
Yeah.
And there's some good things that are coming out of it. I've made some way better frameworks, and I'm pumped about all that. And I don't think the book would have been anywhere near as good without these frameworks and having that time.
Yeah.
But that's an excuse still. It's I've shelved it twice because I couldn't sit down to write, and I felt, shoot, I've lost this. I've lost my creative edge. I can't sit down and focus long enough to write. And that's what I was telling myself. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you're telling yourself that story? Well, you reinforce it. Of course I can't find time to sit down and write because I'm not finding time to sit down and write because I'm that person. I'm the person who's inconsistent. I'm the person who struggles with creativity. I'm the person who struggles to get my creative juices flowing with writing. So therefore, I can't get my creative juices flowing and I don't carve out the time to do it. Mm-hmm. It all reinforces itself, right?
Right?
I was focused on who I was being, not focused on who I needed to become to be a writer. And so with the challenge, he's like, cool, all we have to do is you just, you write 350 words a day and he gives you a prompt, hey, write on this. And then it's not really about the content you're writing. Yes, the content you're writing is going to be amazing. You guys are going to all see it somewhere, probably on my blog or something here shortly. But the change happens in that you become a writer. Mm-hmm. You become a person who tells story. You become a person who sits down and writes every day. We were working out the other day here in the office, and Seth Buechly and I, he's been on the podcast a couple of times. We were talking, and John Maxwell, you know, one of my favorite authors, leadership author, it came up in convo. And Seth goes, man, I heard a thing from John Maxwell years ago. And John Maxwell's a book machine. You know, he's written, I don't know, 10, 20 books, whatever it is.
He's written every book on leadership.
Dude, everything. And he's rewritten it and rewritten it.
Yeah.
And he's a machine. And you look at it and go, man, I so admire that. I go back to consistency. People admire consistency. Mm-hmm. Consistency is inspiring. He wasn't a one flash, you know, success guy. He wrote a bunch of amazing stuff. And he's consistently pumping it out. It's like, that is inspiring. Mm-hmm. And so Seth said he heard in a thing, his daily routine is, and I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but you'll get the gist of it, is he gets up and reads whatever it is, 20 pages, 10 pages, whatever. He reads every single day. He has another practice and another practice. He has two or three key practices he does every day. And on that podcast, someone said, so what about like Christmas morning? Do you do that stuff on Christmas morning? And, he's like, yeah, Christmas morning. And the guy's like, what about this? And he's like, yeah, of course that guys, that's a different level of mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it when it's convenient. It's, I am a person who does this every day. Therefore every day means every day. It doesn't mean when I want to.
Right.
And the reason he's doing that, y'all, is because he sees the 1% compounding. If he does it every day, he becomes a massively better writer. If he wouldn't be doing this every day, he wouldn't have written 10, 20 books. He probably would have one or two. Mm-hmm. And that's where the 37 times improvement comes in. It's massive. So let me kind of go through this. You've got to first change your beliefs. Your beliefs influence your choices. Once again, go into the water scenario, you're going to grab the water instead of the pop because you are a person who drinks a lot of water. Your choices actually influence your commitments at that point. Cool. Because I'm choosing these things, I'm for every single time I make that choice, I'm further committing that this is me, that's what I do. And so every single time, y'all, that you make the choice to not do those push-ups, like that night I had the opportunity to not do them, I made the choice to do it. It showed my commitment, okay? Commitment now creates disciplines, okay? Disciplines can change your life. A discipline isn't something you do once or twice. A discipline is something that you do every day, okay? And your disciplines are what create your reputation. Mm-hmm. And if everyone's here looking at this or listening to this going, man, I want to be the type of person who is X. This is who I want everyone to see, and this is who I want to be. That's your reputation. Your reputation, guys, it's influenced by your disciplines, which are influenced by your commitments, which are influenced by your choices, mm-hmm. which are influenced by the beliefs that you have. And you can't create that reputation that you want and have the disciplines without the beliefs first.
Right.
So that's where the being versus becoming is critical. And we all tell ourselves these stories, right? We tell ourselves these stories of, I'm not a writer, or I have a tough time being creative, or I'm not a morning person, or I don't have time to work on my side hustle because I've got a full-time job and kids, or you know, whatever these stories are. If you're telling yourself that story, that will be true. Mm-hmm. You've got to shift your beliefs now. If you have a full-time job and a side hustle and four kids or seven kids or whatever it is, and you want to make this business work, you have to believe that you are the type of person who will make that work. You go find an example of someone who's done it that's like you.
Right.
That's in a similar scenario. I guarantee you'll find a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got to believe that you're the type of person who will make it work, not come up with excuses.
Yeah.
There's been some laws in Illinois that have changed, right?
Yeah.
For wholesaling.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go into this podcast, but it essentially made wholesaling illegal in Illinois. You have to get a real estate license. And So what do we see? We see a handful of customers canceling literally that week, like that week in Illinois, saying, a new law made wholesaling illegal. I'm stopping the business.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. Right. And I'm looking at that going, what the heck? So that person is so weak in their beliefs, about themselves and what they can achieve, that they're going to let one tiny little thing get in their way. Imagine if they would imagine that's a small thing, dude. Like that's a small thing. I know some really not smart people that have their real estate license, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get the darn license, y'all. Okay, get the darn license. But what would happen if a deal falls through or a contractor walks away with money like Tyler Ford happened or any number of things that are tough? Your leads start to get hard, whatever. Okay, a big competitor comes in your market. What happens if any one of those were happening? You'd probably give up too. My belief says this bigger competitor is coming in and therefore I can't win. That's what my belief says. Now you need to go and change the belief and go, is there anyone else in any market that has done really well when that's happened? The answer is 1000% yes.
Mm-hmm.
But your belief says it's not true. Therefore you're going to give up.
Yeah, man. I think one of the most powerful things that is what happened in my life was, my parents or my mom specifically, can't was never a word that we were allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I would say, you know, I can't stop. This is difficult. This is hard. And it's like, it's so dumb and it's so simple, but I teach my kid the same thing. It's like, once you erase the word can't from your vocabulary, you know, it forces your brain to think about how else can I do this? Like, oh, I can't wholesale anymore. How can I wholesale? Go get a license. Dude. Like there's a million ways to wholesale.
Mm. Yep. Dude, it's so funny to do the same thing with my kids. And, one that pops up a lot is so funny is I've got my truck, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's called the extended cab or whatever it is. I don't know. But they've got a car seat back there and then two boosters.
Uh-huh.
And so they're trying to buckle their seat. And every single time there's one booster in the middle that they don't like to get in because it's hard to buckle because the seatbelt thing ends up getting underneath the booster. And then they're already sitting in it. And then they're sitting like, I can't buckle this thing. And they're like, whatever. And I always, and it's probably multiple times a week this comes up, but they've started to shift on it. I'm like, it's not that you can't do it. You did it yesterday. So you can do it, right? Have you done it before? And I'll always say that. Have you ever buckled that before? Yes, I have. Okay. You can do it then. Just keep on trying a different way until it works.
Yeah.
And so they might still like, it's not working. I'm like, try a different way. It's not working. Try a different way. I can't do it though, Dad. I need your help. Try a different way. You've done it before. You can do it. Just try a different way. And then they end up and they do it, right? What happened there was their belief changed in that interaction. Originally, they didn't remember that they'd done it before or didn't want to remember. And their belief was they couldn't do it because it was hard,
right?
And then eventually after me reinforcing that, it changed their choice. They chose now, instead of sitting there like a lump on a log, they chose to then move the thing over and try it again. They tried it a few times. So that showed their commitment because they kept on doing it over and over again. And then once they really nail that and they start to do that every day, that's going to be a discipline. Then they'll get in there and go, cool, first I move this to the side and then I get in it and then I buckle up.
Right.
It's going to create that. And then they'll have a reputation of being able to actually buckle their own seatbelt without complaining about it. Right. So like even in that really micro example, that's something that happens with all of us. And I've got a couple of things I want to kind of reiterate here and go deeper on, and then we'll wrap this podcast is the first thing that is key is recognizing, number one, I don't have this perfected by any means of stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
I can see the impact it's had on me in the past several weeks already in all parts, my mindset. You know, my body too, because I'm doing the push-up part of it, but we're working out too, right? So that's not the only workout I'm doing. The water obviously has had a big impact, but the biggest one, man, is the commitment and the consistency that my wife is seeing.
Mm-hmm.
She started going to bed earlier, right? Cause I was going to bed earlier. A couple nights ago, instead of taking her phone and watching something in bed, it's like she watched a show out there, then brought it in here. I'm like, you know, and I started reading.
That's awesome.
And what did she do? She picked up the book and read.
Yeah.
Because consistency inspires people.
Now, the trick wasn't to do 100 push-ups on your floor and then pass out so you automatically fall asleep, was it?
No, man. No. But then she started the push-up challenge too, but then she stopped it like two or 3 days in. So for her, maybe it's not the push-up challenge. Maybe it's something else.
It's something. You got to do something hard every day.
And that's the key, guys. That's the key. So the challenge-based life, how do you ensure that you're always doing a challenge? Hmm. And that's what I want to toss at you guys, is your challenge should be hard. It should be something that's not easy. It should be something that is going to improve something that you want to improve mm-hmm. over time. It should be something that requires commitment every day. And like right. I said, it should be creating the habits you're wanting to create. And for me, do I really care if I'm a person who does push-ups every day for the rest of my life? Honestly, I don't. I think the benefit of it's going to be cool. But for me, dude, 100% of it is being a person who commits to doing something every day.
Right.
And I did it again last night. 9:30, hadn't done my push-ups yet after we right. got home, and I had a smaller tinge than the other night that I almost didn't do it. I'm like, oh no, like, of course, I immediately cast that out. That thought mm-hmm. is not useful. Cast it out. Of course, I'm going to do these push-ups. I'm a guy who does the push-ups every day.
Right.
And I hammered out more than I did the night before.
It's amazing. How quickly your mental strength builds up and how much easier it is to say like, ah, no, I'm just going to dismiss mm-hmm. that thought. Like
yep.
you get better, you get faster, you get stronger at dismissing those negative thoughts. Mm. I think one of our biggest drawbacks, like as a society in our culture, is that, you know, as we get older, things become easier. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the internet, we have access to any information we want. Like we have pretty easy lives. Yeah. And as kids, like you were saying, you know, your kids in the car seat, it's like, that's legitimately hard for them. Like it's silly to us adults, but it's like in the moment, that's what they're struggling with. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, it might as well be the same thing as me trying to start a bakery down the street with no baking experience.
Yep.
But it's like, as kids, you know, doing hard things is normal. Mm-hmm. And then we turn into adults and we get money and life gets easier. And it's like, we forget how to do hard things. Like mm-hmm. just do something hard every day.
Yep. And do the, this comes from a buddy of mine, Alex Hormozy, really successful entrepreneurs, do the boring work.
That dude is jacked.
Know? Dude, he's huge. He's huge. And I met him right after he started his company. They're doing like 50 or 60 million a year now. And they're only like 3 years in. It's crazy. And they're blowing up.
Yeah.
But the thing that's inspiring with him once again is every single day on Instagram, mm-hmm. he's posting, waking up at 4:30, he's doing the boring work. Sunday morning, what do I see? Up at 4:30, doing the boring work, like actually doing work. He enjoys it. He doesn't have any kids and he enjoys it. Up from 4:30 to 8:30 or whatever. Then he works out every day and he has literally the same breakfast. He posted one on Instagram the other day. He's like the same breakfast for 10 years. Ooh. 10 years straight, every day, the same breakfast. And he's a fitness guy, right? And so you're looking at that going, man, so is that because he loves that breakfast or is it because of the routine that was created, because of the discipline, because he knows exactly what's in that breakfast mm-hmm. and how it's going to serve his body, how it's going to serve his mind. And also because it removes the decisions, right? Choices. Mm-hmm. If you know that you're doing that breakfast every day, it eliminates the choice of, I'm going to grab the Cocoa Puffs up on the thing.
Right.
Right. So that's going to be key, guys, right there. And we'll kind of run through these really quickly here. Live a challenge-based life. Always have a challenge going on. I've got this one going on with Dan Martell until the end of October. I am the type of person who reads every day now, and I'm going to continue that, and I'm going to find a way to keep that challenge alive. And I started that other one a couple days ago with my buddy Ryan Fletcher to challenge myself even more on shifting my mindset, on up-leveling my mindset, and getting to writing every day again. But after this one, I need to shift into a new challenge. And I think it's really important that you do it with people. I think where it gets hard is when we try to do these solo, you know? So that's something you guys better watch out after these challenges are over. Probably going to hit you guys up and go, hey, what if we do this?
Yeah.
And have the accountability. Or join like our 30-day challenge on the agent side of things or something like that on the investor side. Now, number two is 1% improvement a day. Don't look for this massive stuff, but you've got to recognize that if you aren't improving 1% a day, you're actually going backwards. And you guys can see that if you started to run or if you started to work out or if you started to do anything else and you stopped, you do go backwards and reset, and it's mm-hmm. harder actually to get going. So 1% a day.
I want to say something super quick to that, because I think that, you know, as real estate investors and agents, they're more financially literate, more savvy than mm-hmm. the rest of people. And I see all the time on like Instagram or Facebook, it's like, you know, people motivating other people in the sphere of real estate by saying, you know, like, compound interest changed my life. Like if you want to learn one thing, like learn compound interest. And it's like, so many of us understand that and get it. Mm. it's the same exact thing same for thing. Our lives, like our business, our family, our faith, everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the same concept.
Yep. And we're in the same community group. And one struggle that I've had is, you know, reading the Bible every day.
Yeah.
And so what happens during this challenge is that's what I'm reading I'm going through the study every single day.
Yeah.
And so awesome. All of a sudden it's like, oh, well, this is easy. Like it wasn't that I didn't have time. That mm-hmm. that was an excuse. And it wasn't that I had a tough time reading that. It was an excuse. I just didn't put in the work. I didn't put in the boring work to get through that initial phase to create the habit and actually learn the things that made it enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not out of the woods yet by any means, but I can start to feel like, okay, this just happens. You know, I just do that.
Right.
So challenge-based life, 1% improvement every day. Next thing is all of those things are connected, your mind, your body, your business relationships, your faith. So if you find one of those suffering, you need to do a challenge to get that part back up because it's going to impact everything in a big way. A lot of people are going to come into Carrot Camp and their business isn't where they want it to be. I guarantee it's not a business issue. It's probably an issue with their mindset. It might be an issue with their body where they're running out of energy at a certain time. If we can fix that, it's probably going to fix the business stuff. Mm-hmm. Consistency is inspiring. And you guys, if you guys go follow me on Instagram, it's Trevor Mock, M-A-U-C-H.
Trevor.Mock.
Yeah, Trevor.Mock. You can follow me. And it's something that I post a lot of stuff every day anyway. But you're going to see me doing the push-ups. I haven't posted them on Instagram every day because sometimes I do the hands-free thing because I'm actually doing the push-ups. And then I don't know if there's a glitch or something, but I'm doing it for X amount of, you know, for a little while. Uh-huh. And then it always like says error recording. And so it never does it.
It's against you. It doesn't want you to hit 100.
Yeah. So I'm still doing the push-ups, so it's not going on Instagram.
Yeah.
The next thing is being versus becoming. Stop focus on who you are currently being and start focusing who you need to become to be the type of person you want to be.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a biggie. Tell a different story to yourselves. Write down the person that you are becoming and that you need to become in order to do the things you want to do. Get rid of those limiting beliefs through the Ants in the Pants podcast. And last, your beliefs need to shift first. You need to first believe you can be that type of person to do that. Number two, your beliefs impact your choices. Because you're going to make different choices if your beliefs are changed. Number three, your choices over and over again when you do those show your commitment to it. You can't have disciplines without commitment. So commitment leads to discipline. Mm-hmm. After you make that commitment over and over and over again, it is now a discipline in your life. And last, when you follow these disciplines every day, you now have a reputation for doing that. And that's when you inspire people to make massive movements.
Dude, I love it. I love it. I got two thoughts on this before we wrap it up here. You know, as you're talking, the whole being versus becoming thing, you know, I'm a firm believer in that we don't get tomorrows. Mm. And I mean that from a real standpoint, like we're not promised tomorrow, I might die today, but also in the mindset of it, like if you're not going to do something today, you're not going to do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think it just comes down to like being real with yourself, telling yourself the truth. Like, I want to be this person someday. This is the business I want to have someday. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to put in the work today, and I'm talking to myself as I say this, if I'm not willing to all put in us. The work today, then I might as well just throw those dreams away. Mm-hmm. That sounds harsh, but like, why am I having big lofty goals or big dreams if I'm not going to do the work? Like, no one else is going to do the work for me.
Dude. And the cool thing is too, that, you know, we put out an episode of the podcast not too long ago that talked about hustle and grind and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think some people might misinterpret even what we're talking about here. Like, oh, cool. You just need to do more stuff.
Right.
It's the opposite of that. Actually, you need to cut out the crap that is actually not serving you on these. Mm-hmm. You already have beliefs. You already are making choices. You're already making commitments and have disciplines, and you already have a reputation for doing the things that you don't, that you know you shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. Right. You have that reputation already. Now the key is, how do you replace those choices you're making with other ones and replace that time with other things to create different disciplines to change your reputation.
Right.
So we're not talking about doing more work, y'all. It might actually be even less work. Because now you're going to get rid of all that crap and become the person that you need to be to achieve what you want to achieve. So this actually is going to be easier for you over the long run and be less time. And I'll give you a real world example from that. I haven't slayed this dragon yet at all. But when you can remove, a lot of people go, well, shoot, I want to put a new habit in place, right? I want to put this new habit in place. What I've found works best for me is by removing something. When I focus on, oh my gosh, I want to wake up early or whatever it is and create a new habit, it's not me adding something. It's always me taking away something that makes that work. Okay. In this case, it's, okay, what is it that's getting in my way? Oh, I need to not have the phone anywhere in my room. And I fell back into that pattern 4, 5, 6 months ago. That was part of what was in that, got me in that little funk. And then during this challenge, because I was making better choices, that trickled over to that too. It's like, oh, well, I'm already making better choices. The person that I need to be, that I'm becoming, or that I need to become, wouldn't do this. They wouldn't have the phone in their bed and be scrolling through Facebook all the time at late at night. They wouldn't be slamming through Instagram and looking on Google News and all that crap that I was doing before, wasting a bunch of time. They just wouldn't do that. So if I want to be this person, I need to stop doing this thing that that person wouldn't do.
Right.
And so then I took the phone and I put it back in the bathroom. And then I wake up earlier. I don't have to snooze because I'm getting up. Like, you remove things that don't serve you. And then just somehow magically, the things you want to do fill that vacuum.
Right.
The things that you want, the practices you want to have, fill that void by you removing the crap that doesn't serve you.
I love it, man. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, I know for myself, when I listen to podcasts like this, it can be really inspiring, really motivating, but at the same time, it can cause me to, you know, peel back and look at my life and see all these gaps and see like, oh man, you know, on the faith front, I'm not doing good, or on the friends front, I'm not doing good, or my business, whatever. Go for it, man.
You're good. Dude. Keep saying it.
So it's like we have these areas of our life, and some of them may be great. Some of them we may be struggling, but I think it's really important to realize. So in the start of this podcast, you had mentioned that you just kind of weren't growing all of them, but you know, when we're setting our goals and we're thinking, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? That we're not being overly ambitious with all of them. I think it's like, I mean, we talk about this all the time. Like one of our biggest struggles is like, you know, being over ambitious, and it's not always bad, but it is bad when you put that on every category of your life, and you're thinking, I'm going to ramp myself up on all fronts, and in 6 months, I'm going to be Tony Robbins, you know? It's like, no, it's the consistency. And so, you know, you were saying that you felt like you had gone stagnant. Okay, I said you went stagnant.
Yeah,
but you,
no,
you
had it as, felt like it.
Yeah, like there wasn't period, as much growth over the last 6 months or year, whatever. But, I mean, one of the areas you grew a lot in was your faith. You know, you're talking about like reading the Bible more often. It's like your faith grew. So I think, you know, it's... I do think that they should all be growing to some extent all the time. Like you can't just let them, any of them get stagnant, but it's like, there's times when we need to peel back and go all into one thing. Like, okay, my family's suffering right now. I need to give all of my attention to my family right now.
For sure. I love it, man. And I'll kind of wrap with this, as you mentioned the word motivation a little bit ago. You said, man, people are probably going to listen to this and go, man, this is motivating, right? And motivation isn't a bad thing, but this quote, I really, really loved it. It said, discipline is much more different than motivation. Motivation is what you get at a seminar. It's temporary. It's short-lived. Discipline, however, is the sustained habit to fine-tune your routine so that motivation never plays into the equation. Motivation is the fuel of losers. And I read that and I'm like, dude, that's so true. That's 100% true, because and motivation is not bad. Like I said, I'll listen to the Tony Robbins thing in the morning and I'll do that. Motivation is good, but motivation as your primary driver to be the person you want to be is not good. Motivation has to be stacked on top of routine and on top of discipline.
Right.
Okay. If you have motivation without discipline and without routine from the discipline, and without creating good habits, then the motivation is just, it's going to keep you being this roller coaster ride. Right. And we all fall into that, but I'm going to read that again, guys. Discipline is much more different than motivation. Motivation is what you get at a seminar. It's temporary. It's short-lived. Discipline, however, is the sustained habit to fine-tune your routine so that motivation never plays into the equation. Motivation is the fuel of losers. Okay. So guys, what I want to do is wrap it with this is I want you to live a challenge-based life. And I think Ryan Fletcher and Dan Martell and all the people out there, David Goggins and Jesse Itzler and Alex Hormozi and a bunch of people who are just consistently showing up in my life through the internet. I don't know most of them, but that really inspires me. And so hopefully we can be that for you. Go follow me on Instagram. Go follow people that are consistent. Okay. Don't follow the people that are flashy. Follow the ones that are consistent and showing up every day to do the important stuff. Follow those people. Goggins is a great guy. He consistently runs a lot. Now running is his thing and he does other things, but he's like, every day I do it. Every day I just do it. I do it. Even when my toe's broken, even when this happens, I do it. Even when I'm massively injured, I run. And you look at that and go, well, shoot, even when you're injured, yes. When I'm injured, I run because I'm a guy who runs. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if he broke his leg, he'd probably do something in that place or maybe even run with a broken leg. I don't know. It wouldn't be smart probably.
Yeah.
But to follow people, y'all, who are consistent. Consistency is what's going to get you where you want to be. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week. Pumped to see Carrot Campers coming in here. I'm actually going to be diving into this topic in more detail during a session at Carrot Camp. And yeah. That's something I'm going to be putting together this afternoon. So that's going to be locked behind the Carrot Camp vault. We are recording all the sessions, but it's for Carrot Campers. So if you guys have any desire to come out to Carrot Camp, we'll probably open up the May slots sometime the next month or two. Mm-hmm. Let's go to carrotcamp.com and go follow me on Instagram. Follow the journey there. And let me know on Instagram, DM me, hey, what challenge are you taking on? What's the time period? And what's the specific thing you're trying to do or achieve? And I'd love to root with you.
Yeah. And even if you don't, reach out right away, we still want to hear, the journey, want to hear the results. So hit us up, you know, after you pick your thing and after you've been at it for a few days.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, something to drive you guys to carrot.com/habits.
Yes.
Habits, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Carrot.com/habits. If you go there, you can download my habit tracker. The habit tracker, the funny thing is, y'all, as I've been doing this challenge, the habit tracker started being used again. So even though the habit tracker isn't something that was even a part of this challenge, it's like, oh, because I'm this person now, I also do these things. And so you have this trickle over of all these other practices and habits and commitments and disciplines that, that you know that person that you need to become would do. And you start to pick them up. So go to carrot.com/habits, download my habit tracker, put in the habits you want to start to create a challenge around those habits, have some people help you with that challenge, have public accountability, post the stuff, and we'd love to follow you along the journey.
Yeah. Thanks, cool. Man. Awesome. Go do hard things, y'all.
Yep. See you guys.
We'll see ya.